Well, today, we have that funny word again. Propitiation. And Jerry, it's one of those, I know. That's one of the reasons why we're doing this, because you're not alone in that. You know, part of the thing that we deal with are sometimes are those funny words. Now, if you were paying attention last week, you notice this is the same gospel reading that we had for church last week. Okay? Why? Well, it's because it's the second reading for Easter. The first one is the empty tomb, the second one is this. But, you know, many times I've preached on Thomas, but today I'm not. Today I'm going to preach on propitiation. For one thing, I noticed when we were saying the actual confession from this, from 1 John last week, I remember when we got to that word, which tells me it probably doesn't hurt to talk about this a little bit. Well, today, really, what we're talking about is atonement. What's the other word for atonement? Forgiveness. Well, true. Redeeming. When you redeem something, what do you do? Well, you pay for something, don't you? Remember years ago in the 50s, 60s, S&H green stamps? For some of you who are younger, you may not know that, but that was the big thing for a long time. And what you did, every time you went to the store, you got S&H green stamps. And you kept them in a book. When the book got filled, you could turn it in for things. That's how Mom got her dining room china, was through S&H green stamps. But what you had to do when the book was filled was redeem it. Okay, so what do you do when you redeem it? Well, you're paying for something. All right, and so when we're talking about redemption, which is what Jesus did, it's on the cross. Now, remember last week I talked a little bit about redemption because the cross is more important than the resurrection. Why? See how much you remember from last week? Because that's where the bill got paid. Okay, it was on that cross. But the thing is, redemption leads us to atonement. Well, there's another one of them funny Latin words. But what's in atonement? A-T-O-N-E-M-E-N-T. At one meant. How many of you ever torn a word like that apart just to see what it means? So to become atoned means that you are at one with someone. How many of you ever thought of that before? Probably not. So the thing is, when Jesus is atoned with him, don't we walk with him again? Aren't we forgiven and we can be with him? We're at one with Jesus. You know, that's what we're striving for, and that's what's important here. And the word that leads us to that is propitiation. All right, so what does it mean? Well, it comes from the Latin word propitere, which is where we get our word, huh?
That sounds Italian.
Hey, what's the matter? Well, that's where Italian came from. But think about that for a second. It's where we get our English word proper, is propitiere. All right, so it's a proper thing. It's the important thing to do. Okay, now, pro is the first part of that. What does pro mean? Hey, man, I'm going to play pro sports. Well, that's part of it. But what does pro mean? For, what else? To go towards something. Now think about that for a second, okay? The actual pro means to go forward to. So how does that work with pro sports? Professional. To profess. See how all those words start to work together? What do we do when we profess? Well, we say what's important, right? So a professional is saying what is important and also doing what is important. So we have that word pro. Okay, we're going towards something. Now, the meaning for this word is to make for, go to, seek, strive after, beg, ask for, beg, beseech, and request. What was that again? To make for, go to, seek, strive after, ask for, beg, beseech, and request. So, a Propitiation is like a petition. Now, what are we petitioning for? Forgiveness of sins. Do you see how propitiation is an important word? Okay, but the thing is, we see that it's one of those words where we don't use it. Hey, how's your propitiation going today? Oh, I don't know. Let's go propitiationing. You know, it's one of those things. I think the closest meaning that we deal with in English is perhaps. Now stop and think for that. Perhaps we will go there. Perhaps they will take it. Perhaps our sins will be forgiven. See where this is going? All we can do is ask. And when you're asking, is the perhaps. Would you? Well, at least I don't see anybody falling asleep, so I think you're with me. Okay. The sense in Latin is perhaps, because the word originally was religious in nature, which meant a falling or rushing towards, which is perhaps. Hence, eager. Okay, now I got this out of dictionary.com. Or well-disposed. So perhaps well-disposed, we hope Christ is well-disposed to us. Okay, and it comes from, now this I found very interesting, in English is the word propitiatorium. You want to say that 5 times fast? Propitiatorium. Now listen to this. Which is the mercy seat, the place of atonement. What is the mercy seat? Come on, you Old Testament scholars. What's the mercy seat? Yeah, getting close. Good thing I'm talking about this today. The mercy seat is that space between the wings of the angels on the Ark of the Covenant. And so on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, okay, in the Jewish religion, that's when the high priest would go in there and sprinkle blood on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. Because that is the place of atonement. You didn't know that one word meant all this stuff, did you? So is propitiation important? It is. But it's one of those things, you know, you're not going to use it 5 times in a sentence. All right, so we're rushing or eager to make a petition to that mercy seat. All right, so who's on the mercy seat? Who's going to give us mercy? Jesus, okay? And because he has mercy on us and he gives us atonement, we are then at one with him. Okay. Okay, when we deal with this subject, especially when we talk about, you know, our reading today was be in his light. What is his light? Where does the light in heaven come from? Go back to Revelation here for a minute. The throne of God, doesn't it? Okay. When we do the Aaronic blessing at the end, the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Look at that for a second, okay? Face, countenance, being in front of God. Isn't that a profound statement? Profound. What does pro mean? Going towards, foundation, the face. Profound means going to the face of someone. All right, so what all of this boils down to is when we meet God, when we ask him for forgiveness, when we make propitiation for our sins, we petition, we ask, we go towards him so that we can become atoned or at one with him. Isn't that the gospel right there? I think so. But yet, we use words like that in the church, and I think it's sad that here, most of you have been Christian all your lives, the words in the Bible, it's part of the confession, and not a single one of you knew what it meant. you know, and that's sad. Because it's so important that we know propitiation. Because that's the process of where we're forgiven. That's the process when we come up one with Jesus. Isn't that a blessing? So, the next time you see that word propitiation, I bet you think of it differently, don't you? Okay. And remember, what Jerry read today was the original confession. It's the one we did last Sunday. That's the full confession that the apostles wrote and used in the first church services. So they thought it was important, didn't they? So was it important for us too? You bet. You know, last week we talked about that cross being important. And the cross is where Jesus bought and paid everything, isn't it? But resurrection's important too, isn't it? Remember, I did sort of flippantly, but you can't have one without the other. You can't have a resurrection without a death. Okay, you can't pay the bill unless it's been paid for. Okay, you can't settle that bill. The cross is where that happens. And you've heard me talk about in here that the cross... Sorry, folks. The cross is the most important event in human history. But you notice I say it's the cross, not the resurrection. Although the resurrection is important, we're going to celebrate it for a month. But that cross is where the atonement happens. That cross is where the propitiation came and was granted. Because we go eagerly toward the cross. We go eagerly toward Jesus. And thank God he comes eagerly toward us too. May this blessing keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.